They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank. Focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
The housing market toll.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. One of the country's biggest home builders reported a sharp drop in profits this morning. Toll Brothers said it made $26 million in the third quarter. Compare that to $174 million in the same period last year. As Amy Scott reports, builders may have a long road ahead.
It's tougher for home buyers to get loans these days. The subprime market is virtually closed. In the past few weeks, several mortgage lenders have stopped selling what are known as Alt-A loans, and lenders have raised interest rates on so-called jumbo loans. Those are the outsized mortgages a buyer of one of Toll Brothers' luxury homes might need. Alex Barone follows the building industry for Agency Trading Group. He says tighter credit means fewer sales.
So the builders are basically trying to figure out, what do we do? Do we just sit on this land and wait for demand to come back? Or do we just build the houses and hope somebody shows up to buy them? That is, for many builders, the only way they can ever get their money out of the land.
Barone says Toll Brothers is in better shape than most because it doesn't have as much debt. But he expects to see some smaller builders fold in the next couple of years. Last week, Tarragon, a New York City builder, warned investors its days may be numbered. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
The people who actually build the homes in this country are overwhelmingly Hispanic. But with the problems in the housing market, are those jobs in trouble? A new Pew Hispanic Center study says not really. Dan Gretsch reports from our America's desk at WLRN.
Considering the extent of the real estate market meltdown, the positive data on jobs in construction are a surprise.
We haven't seen any negative effect yet.
That's Rakesh Kocher, the study's author. He says the commercial construction sector is still growing, so workers may have switched from building homes to putting up offices and schools. And, he says, there might be some belt-tightening hidden beneath the rosy statistics from the U.S. Census Bureau.
It is quite likely that either these workers are working more sporadically or the hours have declined a little bit. So which means they are feeling the impact of a slowdown, but we are still counting them as employed construction workers.
One sure sign that Hispanic immigrants are feeling the pinch? The flow of remittances or money sent to their home countries has fallen off dramatically in recent months. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve had some reassuring words for Wall Street yesterday. Ben Bernanke said the Fed would use all available tools to calm the financial markets. That could mean a cut in interest rates sooner rather than later. Didn't help the Dow that much. It dropped 30 points to 13,090, but the NASDAQ gained 12 to 2521. The S&P 500 added a point to 1447. Most of the Asian markets saw gains today. European shares are about 1% higher so far. It's amazing what you can see now without even leaving your computer chair, like the universe, for example. Today, Google launches a new service called Sky. It's part of Google Earth, except looking the other way, so you can view stars and constellations and galaxies. Google says the project came up because some of its engineers thought it was cool. To download Sky, you just need the latest version of Google Earth.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Wall Street types won't exactly get coal in their stockings this year, but maybe a little less cash. One group that tracks bonuses on Wall Street says they'll probably be 5% smaller than last year. Keep in mind, the average last year was $220,000 at the big firms. But some traders will have it a lot worse this year. The options group says one out of three people who sell mortgage-backed securities could lose their jobs. Bonuses in that area may fall as much as 40%. Even if you got burned during the recent market fallout, we're supposed to take comfort in the fact that stocks rise over time. Commentator David Frum isn't feeling that warm and fuzzy.
A stockbroker I know meets every market downturn the same way. He calls his clients and tells them in a big, cheery voice, "We're having a sale." And for two decades, smart clients have used downturns as buying opportunities. Perhaps your broker is telling you that right now. Probably he or she is right. But let me share a private worry. I've been buying stocks from my retirement plan for 20 years now. Most likely, I've got 20 years of buying still ahead of me. Millions of baby boomers are doing the same thing, storing nuts for our winter decades. All these boomers buying stocks at the same time has helped drive asset values to amazing heights since 1982. Now here's what bothers me. What happens when all these boomers start selling at the same time? I know. Stocks have returned an average of 8% year in, year out since the beginning of time. It's just that I cannot help noticing that the beginning of time was not that long ago. Large-scale public equity markets date back really little more than a century. Almost one-third of that period coincides with the great baby boomer asset accumulation. Almost another third was racked by the 1920s boom, the Great Depression, and World War II. Before that, equity markets were remarkably susceptible to insider manipulation. So we're making all our generalizations about how markets behave over the long term on the basis of very rickety data sets. What happens when the boomers start consuming their winter stores? If today every market dip is a buying opportunity, will it be true 2 decades from now that every market rise becomes a selling opportunity? Well, I'm still saving nuts for winter, but I cannot help wondering whether my nut-saving instincts are really any more rational than those of that squirrel outside my window. And again I worry, how hard do you suppose this coming winter is going to be?
David Frum is a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us. Log on to our website, marketplace.org. And also, while you're there, check out our podcast. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.